Jen Pierce hikes up a Boise Foothills trail until she can look down at a flat area several yards wide and covered in cottonwoods and willows.
So right down here we see the floodplain of Cottonwood Creek. Cottonwood Creek flows down through Rocky Canyon.
This is a popular spot for dog walkers, joggers, and mountain bikers. But on this day, it's raining, so Pierce has it to herself. Pierce is a Boise State University professor of geomorphology.
It's the study of the processes that shape the earth.
Pierce sometimes brings her students here for hands-on projects. In 1959, tons of mud poured into Boise along this creek after a summer storm. The rain came after a big fire burned in the foothills. Landslides are fairly common in Idaho after fires. For example, Blaine County saw some after last year's Beaver Creek fire. Fire can lead to floods and landslides for a few reasons. Most importantly, fire gets rid of the plants on a hillside that hold the soil together.
Also, just the effects of fire itself. So fire limits the amount of water that can infiltrate through a hillside. So rain falls on those hill slopes. It doesn't infiltrate. Instead, it runs off. As it runs off, it gathers more and more sediment.
David Hayes lives just two ridges over from Cottonwood Creek at the base of the foothills. The 1959 fire that triggered Boise's big mudslide started not far from where his neighborhood is now. Standing in his front door, Hayes says he's not worried about fire. And even though he had to build a retaining wall on his property to keep the hillside in place, he never really considered the possibility of landslides.
When we built a retaining wall, we had a lot of interest from the city. They wanted this wall built to certain specs because of the instability of the soils around here. But no, I didn't think about landslides when we bought.
Hayes says he's still not concerned about landslides, even after the recent slide in Washington that killed nearly 40 people. He thinks the geologic features of the two areas are just too different. And he's right. What caused the slide near Oso, Washington last month is different from conditions around Boise. Boise is probably not in danger without a significant event, like heavy rain after a fire. But Boise State geologist Jen Pierce says that's a very real possibility.
I am concerned. Fire and fire-related debris flows present a significant hazard to residents in Boise.
Pierce thinks what happened in 1959 could happen again. That's despite a monumental effort to make sure it wouldn't.
Yes, something had to be done. Something real big.
That's the narrator of a film made in the early 60s by the U.S. Forest Service.
The basic plan was to prevent water from running over the surface of the land and to hold the soil in place.
Forest Service, BLM, and other land management workers dug miles of horizontal trenches along the hill slopes. It took 13 bulldozers, 3,000 hours over the next few years, to complete the project. In some places, you can still see the striped pattern those trenches created.
Their purpose is to intercept the flow, to prevent it from accumulating, to prevent it from being larger.
That's Terry Hardy. He manages watershed projects for the Boise National Forest. He says digging trenches across hill slopes is only done in the most extreme cases where there's a high risk of future slides and loss of life. This trenching project and others that followed it changed the look and ecology of Boise's foothills. 5 decades ago, this practice of contour trenching was viewed as a definitive solution. But since then, scientists have debated whether or not it actually works. Geologist Jen Pierce says it doesn't work.
There's some pretty good evidence that by digging those trenches, you can actually potentially increase the risk of future landslides because that creates areas for water to pool up.
Terry Hardy disagrees.
Contour trenches, they're designed for a certain level of storm event, so it should be effective up to that certain precipitation. You can't protect against everything.
In other words, Hardy believes the trenches will prevent floods and landslides if a big storm follows a fire, but maybe not a really big storm. As recently as 1996, the Forest Service dug trenches near Boise after a foothills fire and a rainstorm sent water and mud down 8th Street. Hardy and Pierce do agree that Boise could see another mud flow like the big one in 1959. Controlling how much rain falls, of course, isn't an option, but Pierce and Hardy both say the only sure way to prevent landslides in this area is to keep fires from starting and minimize their severity when they do. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.